What up, though? Akilah Czar, and you're listening to 100% Organic. The topic of this episode is the fear and defeat of the black man, so-called black man. Now, my last segment, I spoke on whether the black man was afraid of a strong black woman. And I kind of shed some light in his defense. But now, as I speak on us as black men, like it's three things actually. It's fear, it's our programming, and it's ego. And this is what's stopping us from actually growing up or actually accomplishing anything. You see, like, our fear was embedded in us. And we have to understand that as strong as we try to be, or as much courage as we try to have out here on these streets, man, we actually are in fear of the people who oppressed us. They trained us to be. We scared of the police, we scared of the judges. You know what I mean? It's just certain shit that you don't do. You know what I'm saying? Like you can, the hardest gangsters person, like, unless they at that breaking point or that I don't give a fuck point, or they got enough bread, niggas be like, nah, that's fair time. Or nah, fuck that. This, that, and the other. Or niggas will have a gun. And the police will have a gun. And they'll put theirs down. But in the same breath, they don't care, and they'll live and die, and they take lives, but they still fear this officer. Why so many people in jail? It's a programmed fear that we got, man. Along with this ego. And see, the ego is a crazy thing. Because it always, like I heard someone say before, don't let your ego drug you. And it always drugs us. And it always leaves you fucked up. The ego is the only thing that's not natural of your senses. Everything else you came here, but this ego you picked up when you got here. And I'm a break down like our fear and how that intertwined with our programming. Now, we program to not only fear them, but hate each other. See, like, when we used to turn on each other in slavery, and when we used to be slave catchers and the house niggas, and all that shit, man, is embedded in our DNA, and we pass it on through generations. Then, when we grow up, or having our parents teach us, don't trust each other. Or be wary of them, or ain't nobody out here. Like, we just creating the environment in which they always wanted us to be in, and they don't have to do anything. They just already set the ball rolling, and we just keep it rolling over and over and over. And see, with that same thing, we afraid of them. We still have courage. We are dialed in these streets over the shit that they told us that was worth value. And the only reason that we chase this shit is because they made it valuable, and we chasing after they system. And we often lead their hearts. I really think it's not a person in this world that can tell you that they haven't felt the true nature of how life should be in their heart. And they ignore that for what it really is. And most men ignore that out of fear of not being accepted, or fear of repercussions. And as the time goes on, we just steady embedding it, and we all are blank slates for them to do whatever they want to and program, because we all have been programmed to deny our own senses and our own sensibilities. Most of us doesn't even have the desire to actually truly have a meaningful existence, because we let the pressure, once again, the pressure and the fear. Most of the people I know, they say they believe in God in some way, shape, or form. But we let the pressure of what they have us under with the bills and the working and all this. Well, we forget that God's promise. Or we forget that it's a creator. We forget that maybe first we got to help ourselves and come out from under this. Maybe we have to want better. But it seems like we don't want too much better. And so we just fail as black men. Some of the craziest shit in the world is this. Look, how could you have a spirit and not be spiritual? It's like on a day-to-day basis, we walk around, talk about this conspiracies and we oppressed and all this shit and fucked up. But yet and still, throughout the course of your life, you heard about spirit, you heard about God, whether you have to be in the religious set or not. You know it's something else greater. You know it's supposed to be better than this. And none of us ever try to connect to that. And the fact that we never connect to it, because if we really, really try to connect to it, in most places, most times it's going to bring revolution. And revolution bring death. And fear. Right again. And that's when the program get crazy. The programming kick in there. Because most black men had the I don't give a fuck attitude, and they'll take a bullet in the street and lose their life. And the reason why they don't do this, because they constantly, well, we constantly put ourselves in situations where this can happen over and over again, over material items, over fake fiat notes. But yet, at the same time, we won't do that to stand up for the rights of our kids and our grandkids, for them to be free, for them to break the chains, for them to actually have a nationality and say, I am this, and this was my land, and my people did this, not to be some orphan motherfucking race just here that they constantly change the label to every 20 years. That's the fear that we under. As men, if we willing to die for these streets, if we willing to die to tear up our own homes. Because in the essence, that's when you get back to everything is one. Everybody on the planet is related. We just different groups and sets, because it all came from seven women. That seven women came from one. If you want to do the scientific tracing. So technically we are related, and we lost the love for each other. Because it's big enough for us all. Especially with the land that's past the ice wall, but that's something else different. But it's that fear and that ego that has held us down as black men. And it looked like we defeated, because the new generation in which we supposed to be embedding this and putting this into, they are effeminated. Each and every one of them, every one of them that squeezed into them pants has been effeminated. And although they may not speak like it, but they have been programmed for that. And it's the reason why they want the men in the tight pants. Because they rather look at men and boys then the actual women. The women is just used as tools, and the demonic shit that they be on, the women is just tools. But anyway, I'm digressing. This is not the forum for that. I do break a lot of that stuff down on my YouTube page, Akilah's RTV. Okay, I digressed for a little minute, excuse me. But yeah, to like all the ones that squeezing in these pants is like we failed. We had a responsibility to find ourselves. And instead of finding ourselves, we let them program us into who they wanted us to be. And there's always been a voice. Maybe not speaking like this, but there's always been a voice speaking toward the program and toward the TV, toward everything. And there's always been some truth in it where you could have snapped yourself out and take the consequences of leaving the matrix for your babies. No matter what you say, no matter what you think, we are slaves. We are just property. And we don't have to be. That's because of rules, regulations, stipulations, and treaties that we have signed ourselves into. But we have to sign ourselves out of them. And the only way we can gain the knowledge and come together to sign ourselves out of them is to come together as one and break the program. We'll break the program and then come together. And that's when the hardest part of it all is for us to come together. That's when that slavery shit really, really plays a part and fucked us up. It's because even back then, even though it was those of our own kind that sold some of us into slavery, and there's always been betrayal, but we worked together. We did have tribes. We did have family senses. And none of that shit really matters anymore. None of that shit. So at the end of the day, it's like the man, the king, the warrior who we supposed to be has been obliterated for no better choice of the word, because now who we were supposed to be, look at our future in the tight pants doing the most effeminate dances you ever want to see a man move his body in. So as men, we have been destroyed. And unless we choose to break the program, it's no hope for us. I know I sound totally discouraged, but I'm not. Because we can change and we can help each other. For the men, I know I've been on both sides. I failed the struggle and I've actually maintained as a proper drone. I did some time on both sides. And in neither one of them will we ever feel that power and that essence of a man that we always be trying to feel, that they just beat us down. That divinity, I'm talking to the black man now, that divinity that you feel inside your soul that you never ever get to express, because it's always something that's pressing you down, and it's always something that's holding you down. And the strength in you is that you held it down for this long. But now it's time to break it. And we can. But the only way to do that is through mama. And the essence of mama and everything that she is right now is the black woman on earth. We gotta find a way to bridge the divine. We gotta find a way to connect. We gotta recreate the family. That's the only way we gonna survive. And that's the only way we gonna give our kids a chance to survive. Akilah Zah, 100% organic.